From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is upholding its commitments to the Syrian ceasefire agreement. However, speaking in Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Putin cast doubt over the United States' commitment to the deal, saying Washington was deviating from its own call for openness. He said, "I would like us to be honest with each other because it is the only way we can move on to achieve our common aspirations, and I don't really understand why we have to keep such an agreement closed, but of course we will not reveal the details before it is agreed with our American counterparts." Under a ceasefire agreement announced last week in Geneva, hostilities should have paused on Monday to clear the way for humanitarian aid to flow unhindered into Syria. The UN Security Council canceled a meeting Friday set to discuss that agreement. Russia said the United States canceled the meeting at the last minute. U.S. officials said they did not want to compromise the operational security of that agreement. Meanwhile, Syria's military says the U.S.-led coalition struck its base in the eastern province of Deir el-Zor, allowing the Islamic State group to advance in the fiercely contested area. In a statement Saturday, the Syrian military says airstrikes caused casualties and damage to equipment and enabled an Islamic State advance on the hill overlooking the airbase. There was no immediate comment from Washington. At the same time, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian government forces killed 5 civilians. And the monitoring group says a woman and child were killed in Talbise, in central Homs province. It says 2 men were killed outside Damascus. This is VOA News.